man, the defense first was really, really good. You protected the basketball, points in the paint, bench points. I don't know anything that didn't look good to me tonight. Well, how about you?
Yeah, without seeing a stat sheet, I would definitely agree with you, Jim. I think the biggest thing, man, I was really proud of our guys' effort. I was proud of their mentality and their unselfishness throughout the whole game. You know, we talked about it, and I know Tom usually asks me a lot of times, right, on the pregame of what have we seen from our team the last couple days. And, again, like, can't stress enough, I don't want to take for granted. Our team has had some tough losses, and so I think people just assume you lose, you get back to it, you practice Monday, Tuesday, and you're ready to play Wednesday. And that's not the case with a lot of teams. And as we all know, like, losses can take a toll. Tough losses can take a toll. And so I just think a lot of credit goes to our whole program, our players, our staff, for, again, having the resolve to reset after a tough loss on Saturday, have really good practices and spirited practices Monday and Tuesday so that we're prepared to play, honestly, a team in Western Carolina that was coming into the game playing their best basketball of the year. And they were really confident, and they should have been. And so I thought our guys did a really good job setting the tone early in the first half. Really proud of them for the way they played overall on both ends of the floor.
Offensive efficiency, it's the most points you scored against a Division I opponent all season in 90. That's a nice thing to be taking into one more regular season game and then Asheville.
100%. And I told our guys in the locker room, Coach Murphy brought this up, at the under 4 minute mark of the second half, the last 4 minutes, I believe Western Carolina actually was shooting a better field goal percentage for the game than we were. And, you know, we talked about it before the game. We have to win the extra possession battle. We have to win the turnover battle, and we have to win the offensive rebounding battle. Because at the end of the day, if we shoot more balls than them, we give ourselves a great chance. And so I thought that was very ironic that was what we talked about. And even though we were up 16, they had a better field goal percentage than we did. But a big part of that we had the lead is we were defending. And I'm really proud of our guys for doing that.
Showed a couple of things tonight. Some zone press. Just giving people stuff on tape to have to worry about.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talk about it with players all the time, right? You can't let the end of the year come and you feel like, okay, I can't get better. I can't continue to improve. It's easy to just fall into that routine and it become monotonous, and you just stick with what you're doing. So as a coaching staff, I think we all challenged ourselves. We met on Monday and we said, hey, we have two regular season games left, and if we're lucky and fortunate, we have at least three more games left in the tournament. What can we tangibly get better in this last home stretch? And one of the things we talked about was being able to throw different looks, whether it's zone, whether it's man, whether it's pressing, whether it's in the half court. And, again, it's not a wholesale change, but I just think if you can continue to put a couple different wrinkles in there, it gives teams more to work on and prepare for. It gives your guys confidence when it works. And so, I was really, again, it wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but was glad for our guys to get some reps at that.
And finally, what do you take from this? What can you bottle taking into a home game? And not just any home game, it's senior day. It's Furman. We want the atmosphere to be special. How big is this for you guys? Maybe not from a standings and seating standpoint, but just a pride standpoint and playing well heading into the conference tournament.
Yeah, I think anytime you play a game, you should have a sense of pride. I think anytime you play a game, you should have one goal in mind, and that's to win. And it's Furman. Like, I know a lot of the fans are going to get excited about it, but we could be playing Furman, Samford, ETSU, Greensboro, Chattanooga, Mercer, Western Carolina, VMI. Our goal is going to be the same. We want to get a win. And it's senior night. We want to honor those seniors in the best way possible to get a win. It really doesn't matter who it is. It just so happens to be Furman. And so, yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for us is we have to bottle up how we've played on the road and apply that at home. Because when we do, again, doesn't matter who we're playing, we feel like we're a really good team.
Snack time.
Snack time. That never gets old.
Congratulations, Coach. We look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Thank you.